flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. A lot of stuff to get to. And actually, it really started off on... kind of a dangerous foot, like a kind of a rock. You might not even remember this, Jones. We had an earthquake on Monday.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
I felt like we were in the Bay Area.
Yeah, very dangerous.
But we got a lot of texts, a lot of tweets about it. And so we were on during an earthquake, apparently.
Maybe you guys can buy some t-shirts. You know, I survived the earthquake.
Survived the earthquake of 2025.
January 2025.
Yeah, here
another,
you go.
What an event.
Text line. Earthquake off the coast of York, Maine. Okay. That's not here.
It's a 4.1.
It's not that
Jones.
Far, in fairness. We felt it in Maine, felt it in New Hampshire, 4.1 in York Harbor.
4.1, decent size.
Here you go. Huge rumble and boom in southeast New Hampshire. Yeah, no, 4.1 is.
4.1, not bad.
I mean.
4.1 when it's this cold out?
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
5, 6, 7 would be crazy.
Hey, that's insane.
But a 4.1 is pretty
not
wild.
Not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. Eddie's in the car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Two things. It was back in the 80s. That I was up in York Beach, Maine, laying in a bed up there, and the bed started shaking. They had an earthquake.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, yeah, Eddie.
Hell, yeah.
That's right, Eddie. My man.
And
now I got kids.
It really did happen, and I was there.
Amazing. Amazing earthquake talk, even one from years and years ago. Of course, we weren't the only show talking about earthquakes.
Oh.
The next morning... The Greg Hill Show.
Oh.
They were talking about it a little bit as well.
Should we be worried about aftershock?
Yeah.
I mean, you should be. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you had a lot of anxiety when you heard we had an earthquake yesterday.
I've never felt one. So when I got the text from Santo, who's not in Boston right now, asking if I had felt it, I was kind of bummed that I didn't.
Oh,
but...
I thought you said what you normally said when he asked that question, which is no.
Oh! I'm sorry. You know what? If you could just not, I can't resist.
It's slow. It's like, so just, easy.
Right. It's Greg's problem.
I just can't. It's a problem I have.
Yeah.
And not. I can't really say too much because
yes.
Next week, of course, Keefe v. Cox
is
going to take place. So Alan Jackson, the
country artist.
No, the defense attorney.
Right.
High-powered defense attorney, Karen Reed and others, is going to be on the Greg Hill Show. And he's also going to represent me
good.
In Energy Drink Gate.
So he's spending his time on that as well.
Correct.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Well, my name has been sullied, and he is going to, I think, fix that for me. I think.
Nice. Now, is this going to be
the best in the business, this guy?
Is us playing clips like that, is that going to come up in court in any way, shape, or form?
I'm certainly not going to tell him how to do his job. Yeah. I don't know what kind of evidence Courtney's going to have.
Yep.
Because if she's just relying on the fact that I admitted it.
Now, is she bringing
there was a confession and video evidence.
Well, she's just relying on that, she's got no chance.
There's evidence of Keith with an energy drink.
Correct.
Maybe not the energy. I don't want to say. Maybe I said too much.
I'm excited to find out how it goes.
Now, is Courtney going to have representation at this?
See, that I don't know.
Is she representing herself?
She could. Okay. She might choose to represent herself. Okay. And then she's going to have to answer a lot of questions.
You do have the right to an attorney.
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Well, I actually have more you than her. I guess.
Sure do.
Yeah.
So that'll be Wednesday. So we'll have more on that as it goes on.
Excellent.
All right. We were also talking about Tier Tuesday this week. We did halftime shows since the Patriots' first Super Bowl win. So it was like 23 or so halftime shows. And we, of course, threw them in a tier. You can find that on at Jones and Keefe Twitter and Instagram right now.
All right. Super Bowl 38. Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's hot. I like that. So that's not suitable for work?
NYSF.
Yeah. This, no
not
doubt.
Safe for work.
Yeah. This was one where I remember watching it in a buddy's room in college, and this was pre-DVR, this is pre-all that stuff, at least on the TVs that we had in there. And it was like, I want to say me and like another buddy saw it, and like another three didn't, and Keith. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, and they're like, no way.
Keith, I was like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme.
I'm like,
Areola!
Yes!
And then it was such a...
Yes!
It was such another time.
I was like, what is on it?
No.
Well, that was also confusing.
But it went by so quick, you didn't even know.
Piercing.
Yeah.
So,
it was
a big, like, sun-like piercing.
It was such another time.
Yes!
Yes! Best Super Bowl ever.
If that was now...
This may be the GOAT.
Okay, if that was now,
the
Keith, 5 seconds later, that picture would be all over social media.
It'd be all over Twitter.
You're just like, I think I saw something, but I don't even know. Yeah. And then you didn't even really know until, like, hours later after the game where it became a big story.
Oh, man.
It was another time.
A lot of kids became men that day.
Burned him down.
I'll never forget it. I bought every one of her albums. Do we actually put it in GOAT and not safe for work?
If you want to. Put that in GOAT.
Had a big impact on society.
It did.
It really did.
Huge. And then that opened the door to about 8 years of Safe Olds hosting or performing at halftime.
Yeah, it's true. It was so weird. You didn't even know it really happened until hours and hours later. You thought you saw it, but you weren't sure. It's like a comet.
I think we have a new sympathetic figure in Boston sports. Oh. Goes by the name of Joe Sacco. This poor guy trying to answer questions about his team. I think we have a new one, Nick. We had the Mayo groan. We now have the Sacco sigh. add it to the catalog.
Like my favorite thing, too, is he kind of like started to talk, and then he's like,
it's like, be a head coach, they said. It'd be fun, they said. Take over the team, they said.
Every time, Katz. Every time I see the credit card statement every month, Joe Sacco, how does it look? It's just like...
Sacco sigh.
Oh, my God. Hey, can you take Lucas to the grocery store? We need something. Like, that's exactly how I feel. That's the full-on embodiment of the Bruins season is that
so
right there.
So you sit on the couch, like, can you give me some water? Like... I was literally standing by the fridge just a moment ago.
I was just in there.
Okay.
You need me to get you water.
Yep.
Okay.
You're actually closer to the water than I am, but I'll get it.
It is amazing how much that
goes.
I think that's how we all feel about the Bruins nowadays.
Yeah, you're right. That does sum it up.
We're all Joe Sacco. It's amazing how much that comes up. I was just in the kitchen.
I was just there. But it's fine. I don't even say anything anymore. It's just like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's just part of the deal. It may be a sigh. No real word. No audible words.
Yeah, maybe like an eye. A sigh might even be too much noise. You might just want to hit that with an eye roll.
Yeah,
where she can't hear it, but you did it.
What was that? Nothing.
No. What? I didn't sigh. You didn't hear that.
Well, yesterday was a pretty big day here at WEEI as it was picture day. It was team picture day.
It was.
Everybody was getting their photos done. We went upstairs into a new like break room, which I'd never been in before.
I'd never even been in that part of the building. I'm not joking. No. I've worked in this building many years over my career in different installments. I never even been to that part of the
kind of fun.
Yeah.
Terp took a little bit of video of us while we're getting it done, so you can find that on our Instagram. And the hot new photos haven't been released yet, so those bad boys, but just know they're on their way.
Yeah.
Just know they're coming. But that also led us, this is Billy's idea, to throw some old school pictures at us. So we had school pictures from me and you. I was definitely second grade. You think that looked
I was something like that. Second, third grade, yeah. Yeah.
Billy had one of him in a backyard.
Yep, peeking out.
And then Terp had one as well. Nick decided to stay away from it. Nick was like, I'm not going to be a part of this.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And actually Turf put in some of the the footage of us getting our pictures taken.
Yeah, my wife was showing. I don't have Instagram.
Good arms crossed.
She's
got a prom very natural picture with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, there's Keith with Sabrina.
Yeah, and then Billy. Look how happy those two are. That happy couple.
That is prom 2025 is what that
so
is.
So not bad. So those will be hitting at some point, I would assume. But we were talking about the second grade pictures yesterday.
Yes.
So Billy's is behind a tree.
I like that. Was that
a school picture, though.
Was that just a natural instinct, or was that where the camera people...
No, it wasn't. That was literally a photo, I think, in my grandmother's backyard.
I like that one. Terp's got a golf shirt on. That's probably first grade, you think?
Terp's parents absolutely dressed him for that.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah. He's a young gun.
Jones has got the... what appears to be a Georgia Tech sweatshirt and or mock turtleneck.
Like, I think it is
so
like
random,
a
Georgia.
I think it's like a mock turtleneck. It's a Georgia Tech shirt. You can't quite see it, but it is a Georgia Tech shirt. Keith's right about
that's
that.
That's probably the
that's like a mock turtleneck.
That's probably the year that Lethal Weapon 3 was tearing up the ACC with Kenny Anderson.
Good point.
Dennis Scott and Brian Oliver.
That's gonna be my next question. There's gotta be somebody on that team that he loved. That
I don't know why I wore that shirt. Here's my guess. My parents didn't know it was picture day, is my guess, because that's what that looks like. Like Terp's parents had him ready. I'm guessing my parents had no idea it was picture day and sent me to school in that. That's me. And then, Keith, you're wearing your Dream Team shirt.
That is a Dream Team cartoon caricature shirt. So you can see the face of Larry Bird there, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson. I got the Lasers background. The only year I had the Lasers background, so it's my favorite photo.
Uh-huh.
You can see my hair's kind of grown out, but I had the lines in the side of my head. Like I
knew it.
Vanilla Ice. I was with lines in the side of the head.
I said it to Nick. I was like, I wonder if he's got tracks.
Wait.
I had lines.
I didn't even notice that.
Yep. The handsome little devil back then.
It's a good look.
I know what the hell happened. You know what it was? IPAs.
You think that'll do it?
Ruins the body, ruins the face, the skin.
Well, I'll tell you, people are commenting now on the behind-the-scenes images. Number one, Keith with some new white sneakers for a school picture day. Those
Thank
things were real nice.
Looking. Icy whites.
Yeah, they
those
popped.
Are Jordans. Yeah.
Those popped.
No, I've actually had those a little while. I haven't had a chance to break them in because it's been so slushy and sleety around here.
We got salty. We got Pizza Train saying Jones has some junk in the trunk, which is true. That'll be the IPAs as
got
well.
A hockey player, Keister.
And then also this I've not heard before. Dubs 985, forget who said it, but Jones looks like the kid from Elf and I can't unsee it.
The kid from Elf? Oh, we'll have to side by side that.
I'm sorry. I was thinking the kid from Elf, duh.
Will Ferrell.
No, I can see that. No. I don't know why I was thinking this. It clearly said Elf. I was thinking Bad Santa. I was thinking Thurman Merman. I was like,
No.
I don't see that one. Sorry, the kid from Elf. I actually in his like his Wayne Corbett jersey. I can see that.
You actually do look like that.
Yeah.
Kid.
Now that
kid
now,
version. Yep. Lines, that tracks. No, not Thurman Merman. How much lettuce do you want?
Can I pick you some sandwiches? okay. So there is that that's the full week of review?
That's it, man. That's the week of review.
What a week
of review. Last week of January 2025.
Nice.
Where's the time go?
617-779-7937. You can jump back in line. And it is a Friday, which means we have Keith's keys to a giant, massive sporting event. No, not the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Keith's keys to the Royal Rumble. That's next.